Hello, everyone. Today is Friday, November 3rd. I'm Ryan Hill.
John Galantis.
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
I didn't expect that.
Why did you throw that water bottle in the middle of my sentence?
I thought it was going to go in the trash can quietly. If you want to help us to keep the conversation going, you can support the show online. You can share it with your friends and family. You can leave us a 5-star review. You're angry? You're annoyed.
Not happy.
You can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links in the description so you can do just that. And today's verse of the day is coming to us.
Pro tip, before we go to verse of the day, don't throw your water bottle in the middle of the
sentence. I really thought it was going to go.
Don't do that.
I thought it was going to, they were not even going to see it on the camera.
They
I really
it.
Thought you, they heard it, but it, on, in the camera, they can imagine that it just went silently into the trash can. Now we've got engineers throwing cans. 1 John 2:17, and the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
I'm so distracted right now.
I'll read it again. 1 John 2:17, and the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
This place is not our home. It's not.
That's
it's
true.
A temporary place. We're here, but like this isn't our final destination. We're headed toward heaven, and God has written eternity on our hearts. Dr. Shah said that. And I think that is such a beautiful phrase. He's written eternity on our hearts, so that our desire is for eternal things. So we try to fill it with things from this world, but these things are passing away. They're temporary. We need to fill that desire with that eternal desire with the only thing that is eternal. That's Christ.
That's right. We're actually singing. This weekend at Clearview, we're singing Psalm 90, which is the bridge of that song.
Favorites.
Shane and Shane did a great, great rendition of Psalm 90 as a worship song. And the bridge is teach us to number our days. And it's the same thing that actually Moses wrote that psalm in Psalm 90. He says that teach us to number our days. Our lives are maybe 70 years, maybe 80 if we're you know, tough and if we're strong. But at the end of the day, it's a vapor. Same exact thing with the earth. The earth, the world is passing away.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful poetry to that, but it's also kind of a, not a dread, but like just there's a weight to it. To know that, like you said, we have a very limited number of days. It's not limited to us, but in the scope of eternity, very, very limited chances to do good.
Right.
And with all the days that we have, there's one day that sticks out in my mind. I'm talking about Friday. Today is Friday.
It's Friday, Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Why did that song become popular?
I'll tell you why. Because people love Friday. You know why people love Friday? Because it's free.
Hold on. What?
Free. You do.
I need clarification now.
Friday is a get away with anything day. I don't parent my kids at all on
what?
Friday. Friday is a vacation every week. There's something about Friday that's even more exciting than Saturday and Sunday. Like the weekend days, like when I was in school, I enjoyed Fridays more than Saturdays because it's the anticipation of looking forward to the weekend.
So I do remember as a kid, like really looking forward to Fridays. Fridays would usually be like family game night or like we'd like get a pizza and rent a movie or like something fun happened on Friday.
Yeah. So we did pizza every Friday. Friday was our pizza night. We had to eat home cooked meals. My mom would cook. And my mom can't cook, by the way.
Like, oh, well.
Sorry to say it, but we had to cook. We had to eat her meals Monday through Thursday. Friday, we get Domino's. So you're at school all day just knowing I'm going to have pizza tonight. If I'm really good, I get to go to Blockbuster.
Like, oh,
it's just
Blockbuster.
It's a great
a
night.
Great
I'm
going to
get
Friday.
Something for the Nintendo 64. It's just going to be lit.
I'm going to rent an N64
and
game.
And now, as an adult, I feel like Friday, like, I want to keep the spirit going. I don't even parent my kids on Friday. I let Gavin do whatever. Like there will be times where he's like, can I have cookies for breakfast? And I'm like,
It's Friday.
It's Friday, bud. Yeah, you can have one cookie for breakfast. And then he's like, can I have two cookies? I'm like, well, it's Friday. Why not? So like Ellie will be trying to discipline him. She'll be like, Gavin, I told you to clean up. And I'm like, babe, it's Friday. Let him just.
It's Friday.
Just come on. It's Friday. It really means nothing at all. But It's just like, I feel like he should.
I kind of want to apply that in various contexts. Like, I get a speeding ticket. Hey, it's Friday.
Friday. You already kind of do it. Like, if you're on vacation and someone's like, oh, don't eat that. There's so many calories in that. I'm on vacation. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I can do it. It's Friday.
Dude, don't put all that mayonnaise on your burger. That's so much lard. Hey, it's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Look, it's July 4th, man.
Calm down.
You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's a cookout. We just having it. That's the energy.
It's bizarre to me, but I think I can get on board with it.
It's even like when you're planning a radio show, it's like, we need something to fill this Friday. It's like, hey, just do lightning round questions. It's all good. It's Friday, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
But anyway, Friday, that's what I mean when I say Friday is free. Like, if you want to get away with something, do it on Friday.
Yeah. Chances are you won't, like, throw water bottles in the show.
All right, we're establishing a precedent that I'm not comfortable with. So why don't we segue on into the ad so
really
we can get Dr. Shine
to know
here and have
what
some
Dr.
order
Shaw
back
thinks about
studio.
This Friday free day kind of mindset.
Yeah, let's find out.
Can we not do that? Could we maybe not do that?
Segue us out.
We're going to grab Dr. Shaw in just a second. But in the meantime, if you guys have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Let us know what you're going to do on your Friday free day today.
Also, let us know if you have any radio or video switching experience, because I'm about to know a crew who's going to be unemployed very soon. We'll talk to you next time.
We'll see you next time.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, Clearview Today listeners. My name is John.
And I'm David.
And we just want to take a quick second and let you know about another way that you can keep in touch with Dr. Shah's work. And that is his weekly podcast series, Sermons by Abadan Shah, PhD.
As a lot of you may know, or maybe some of you don't know.
If you don't know, you do now.
And if you don't know, then maybe just pop off the podcast.
David.
I'm just playing.
Pop off the podcast.
I'm just playing. Keep listening. Dr. Shah is actually the lead pastor of Clearview Church in North Carolina. Every single weekend, he preaches expository messages that challenge and inspire us to live God-honoring lives.
Well, one of the four core values of Clearview Church is that we're a Bible-believing church. So every sermon is coming directly from Scripture, which is great because that guarantees that there are timeless truths that are constantly applicable to our lives.
This is a great resource because whether you're driving, whether you're cleaning the house, whether you're working out, you can always benefit from hearing the Word of God spoken into your life. And God's Word is always going to do something new for you every time you hear it. Sometimes it's conviction, and sometimes it's encouragement. But know that every time you listen to God's Word, you're inviting the Holy Spirit to move and work in your life.
You guys can check out the Sermons by Abadan Shah, PhD podcast. First and foremost, check it out on our church app. That's the Clearview app. You can get that in the Google Play Store. You can get that on iTunes. But you can also find the podcast on the Apple Podcast app or on our website at clearviewbc.org. And listen, if you've got a little extra time on your hands, you just want to do some further reading, you can also read the transcripts of those sermons. Those are available on Dr. Shah's website, abadanshah.com. And we're going to leave you guys a little link in the description so you can follow it. But for right now, David, let's hop back in.
All right.
Hey there, listeners. I'm John Galantis.
And I'm Ellie Galantis.
And we just want to take a quick second and talk to you about Dr. Shah's and Nicole's book, 30 Days to a New Beginning, daily devotions to help you move forward.
You know, this is actually the second book in the 30 Days series. And the whole point of this devotional is to help us get unstuck from the ruts of life.
You know, when it comes to running the race of life, it matters how you start, but a bad start doesn't ultimately determine how you finish the race. You can have a good finish even with a bad start, and that's where this book comes in.
No matter who you are or where you are in life, you're going to get stuck. Instead of going out and buying some gadget or some planner, like I know I've done several times.
I know that's right.
30 Days encourages you to find your fresh start in God's Word.
And life doesn't have a reset button, but our God is a God who does new things. His mercies are new every day, which means every day is a new chance for you to start over.
You can grab 30 Days to a New Beginning on Amazon.com. We're going to leave a link in the description box below. And if you already have the book, let us know what you think about it.
That's right. Send us a text, 252-582-5028. Share what God has done in your life through this devotional. Hey, maybe we'll even read your story on the air. Ellie, you ready to get back to the show?
Let's do it.
All right.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right. We're here in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abhidhan Shah. Lovely Friday afternoon, Dr. Shah. So good to see you. For those of you guys who don't know, I greeted you and then cut you right off. I apologize.
I just did.
For those of you guys who don't know, Dr. Shah's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Today is Friday. Do you feel like Friday is like a free day? Like you know how you go on vacation and you're like, choices don't matter. We can eat what we want. We can sleep in as late as we want because we're on vacation. Some people extend that out to Fridays.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like I'm not supposed to eat candy, right? Yeah. But it's Friday.
Yeah. All my parenting.
Doesn't count on Friday.
All my parenting goes out the window. It's like, you're not supposed to have that, but it's Friday.
You got
to
get up in the morning, but it's Friday.
Yeah. You can stay up a little later. Friday. It's Friday. It's fine. It's Friday.
I don't know. I just thought that was a really cool thing that I remember being a kid, like having to look forward to pizza for dinner.
Right.
We would get pizza from Domino's every Friday. So like you go through the whole day excited.
Yeah. Like pizza in a movie or something.
Friday was always a magical day because you know it's the weekend's coming. Something's good.
Friday's fun. For you at home. Friday's exciting.
Friday's free.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How far does this extend? Like, can we apply this in many different ways? Like, can I go to the gas station and be like, I need to fill up my car?
But it's not. But
that'll be $37.95. Well, Friday's free. It's Friday.
There was an episode of Scrubs that used to do that where the chief of medicine got his hair cut. And he was complaining earlier in the episode, like, you know, it used to be that people would give me a free haircut just because I was a doctor. So at the end of the episode, he goes in and they're like, all right, that'll be so and so. And he's like, oh, I'm not paying. I'm a doctor. And he's like, you're paying. He gets up and just sprints out.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with that. Friday's free. I'm going to have to work that out in my personal life.
Well, this
figure out what that entails.
Well, this Friday is actually the anniversary of something that's really cool. You don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
So I know, Dr. Shah, you can talk about it. It's actually tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow on the 4th, but today we just thought it would be cool to talk about because you actually have been to this place and you got a selfie with this individual.
Oh, that yes, I do know what this
although
is.
This
yes,
although this individual has been dead for somewhat 5,000 years, something like that.
He's been dead for I would say 3,600 years.
3,600. Wow.
Yeah.
But you got a selfie with him.
Yes, I did.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes, I did.
That's pretty impressive. And we are, of course, talking about King Tut himself.
King Tutankhamun.
Yeah. That's fun to say.
Yeah.
It's just fun to rattle that off.
They found him in the 20s or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was last year, mm-hmm. the year that we did go to Egypt, mm-hmm. but in November 4th, mm-hmm. But 1922 is when Howard Carter entered into the grave.
Oh, so you went on the 100th anniversary.
Like, yes, it was not in November.
Right.
Nicole and I went in, I want to say February, wasn't it? February into March.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Yeah, I wish we were there for the 100th, but in some ways, I'm glad we weren't because it was very peaceful, quiet, calm, and we were able to enjoy ourselves rather than have so many media people, universities, scholars everywhere, and I am a scholar in my field, but now I'm not an Egyptologist, so I won't get an access into some of those places. So I'm glad I went in February and March.
I would imagine it would be pretty crazy. I didn't realize it was the 100-year anniversary.
Wow. Anniversary, yeah.
That's really
crazy. Yeah, of King Tut's, the discovery of King Tut's tomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people knew something was there. They knew something was there, and Howard Carter, this British archaeologist, he wanted to be the one to find it. And it was quite amazing that as they were digging and not quite sure if today is going to be the day. And then finally, he had even built like a railway track so that everything could be gently, carefully carried out, you know, so you're not dropping things mm-hmm. and bumping things. I mean, these are treasures that have been buried, right? Mm-hmm. Buried for 3,600 years.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So you want to have as smooth a transition as possible.
It's like those stories that just echo throughout all of history of like leading the expedition that actually finds this this room or this chamber that's full of treasures. I mean, it's like seriously something you would think that you'd see like in Hollywood or like
right.
in
well, Hollywood got it from
in the oh yeah, of course. But I know that that was one of my wife's favorite movies was The Mummy growing up. So yes. being able to see
Nicole's
you actually,
too,
really.
I think ladies like those movies. They're the safe, scary,
yeah.
or safe. Yeah. Adventurous movie.
Yeah, that or just, I think ladies just really like Brendan Fraser in the 90s.
Could be.
Could be that too.
No, I know what you're saying, though. That was a movie that was kind of scary, but it was pretty tame compared
right.
to like other scary movies. And it just had that ancient Egypt feel. And it was fun because Ellie, when you guys were in Egypt, she was like staying up late at night watching all y'all's videos, like watching y'all's live streams through the pyramids and just watching to see if Brendan Fraser was going to come out of nowhere.
Around the corner. Surprise.
Fight the mummies and stuff. But, it was really cool. What was it like as a biblical scholar being able to go through all of those sites?
To me, I was excited.
Uh-huh.
I was overwhelmed because there's so much that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So many, I'm surrounded by hieroglyphs. I am surrounded by biblical history. I can see it, even if the guide doesn't say that. I know what is happening. I know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
King Tut is not just some king they discovered. This is the firstborn son who died at the night of the Passover.
And a lot of people don't make that connection. They don't realize
right.
that.
Yeah. So when I was taking selfie with the one who died the night the death angel went through Egypt. The warning was given, right? You have to take the Passover lamb, sacrifice it. If you don't have enough money to do that, you can get a couple of families together. But you apply the blood to the doorpost, to the lintels of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And when the death angel comes by, if he sees the blood on the house, he will pass over.
That's right.
No blood, whether it's on the in the Hebrew side or the Egyptian side, the firstborn male will die.
Yeah.
Okay? And those who obeyed God and applied the blood, no death in that home of humans or animals.
Mm-hmm.
But those who did not have, there was a loud cry in Egypt as never had heard before.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when I stood in that grave and I just thought to myself, can you imagine that wail that began throughout Egypt? Can you imagine the wail, the wailing, the cry, the loud shouts, and to see people, to hear, and you're sitting inside your home, right? You're sitting inside your little mud brick homes, and you know it's happening, and the word gets back to you, because you're not supposed to go out.
Yeah.
Word gets back to you, yes. Imagine the fear that comes into their heart.
Yeah.
That people are dying.
Yeah. There's always, it's funny. I have never felt dread and anxiety hearing the Exodus story until I started coming to Clearview and you started preaching it. Because it was always like the great escape, like the wondrous adventure of the like seas parting and the fish and then the chariots army and the Pharaoh's army and the chariots. But hearing you preach it for the first time whenever I came here, you preached on those moments before.
Yeah.
Where this loud wail was coming up, the death angel was passing through, and everybody had to have your shoes on, be ready. We're about to go.
Yeah.
Something big's about to happen. And there's really a great anticipation. That, and that's just hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine actually being there and living it.
Yeah.
Living on this side of it in history, we have almost the downfall of knowing the outcome of the story.
Yeah.
But in the thick of it, in those moments.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, they didn't know how the story was going to end. They didn't know how things were going to turn out. They knew that they had to be ready for what God had called them to.
Like,
so just that moment of anticipation, just like you said, just kind of that quiet readiness of just hearing this wailing and just knowing at any moment we've got to be ready.
All over.
Yeah.
All over Egypt.
Yeah.
People were crying and shouting, and you can hear angry voices, and you can hear even in Pharaoh's palace, they knew something was up. This is not an ordinary night. Tonight, the crown prince has died.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for those of you who may not know, I mean, we're talking about King Tut.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go by the history or the Egyptian historical records, you're talking about Thutmose III is sitting on the throne. He's the one that Moses is confronting, right? This 80-year-old Moses is talking to this Thutmose III. This is not Ramses.
Right.
People say Ramses, and that's got nothing to do with Ramses. Ramses came later. But Thutmose III is the one. So Moses' adopted grandfather was Thutmose I. And then Thutmose III would be Amenhotep II, okay, died before Moses came to free the people. Then Thutmose IV, Amenhotep III, see that the their names would change. There's a lot of issue there. Maybe one day we can cover why Egyptian chronology is such a difficult thing to understand and align with the Bible. It is difficult, and I'm not, I don't want to make it too simplistic, but if you realize that each of those kings would get two names, one was Thutmose, and then when they became, I'm sorry, it was Amenhotep, but when they became, they were a crown prince, they would be Thutmose.
Okay. So two names.
Two names.
Recognized
same
by the,
person.
Same person.
For same person. So Thutmose IV was also Amenhotep III. He was the pharaoh that Moses confronted. Okay? And then Tutankhamun is kind of like Thutmose. Tut Ankhamun was this King Tut. Who was being groomed to be the next Amenhotep.
And he was the firstborn. Moses came to warn you, if you don't listen,
God will take your
firstborn. The one who is waiting in the ranks to take your position is going to die.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was hard-hearted. He was stubborn. And he refused to listen. And in Exodus 4:22, it says, God says, thus you shall say unto Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son. Even my firstborn, and I say to you, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, your firstborn.
Wow. He wasn't kidding around either.
He was not kidding around.
But and that's the thing, that what was it like to stand there over that mummy? And you can we can drop the picture right here with Dr. Shah, this selfie that you're seeing. And also, this is a great opportunity for you guys to start watching the video show, because this is a real picture of that firstborn son. What was it like to be able to stand over it and know that this death was not a sickness, this was not a disease, this was the angel of death passing over this young man?
We don't have enough time to get into talking about what Howard Carter saw when he, you know, because they first saw this little step. He's been doing this for 5 years, okay? This is before 1922. 5 years he's been working on getting to the tomb of King Tut. And so finally when they told him, I think we have found the steps. And I forgot, I have a place where I've written out what he said, and if I can find that, his words, it's pretty amazing. Let me see if I can find his actual words. It's not coming to me right now. But anyways, when they asked him, do you see a lot of treasures, something like that, and his reply was like, beyond imagination.
That's insane.
I think, let me see if I can find this right here.
I remember, while you're looking for it, I remember you telling us how.
Oh, yeah, here's a question, here's an answer. They asked him, how is it? Is it wonderful? Yes, it is wonderful. There are some marvelous objects here. And so what did he see? When they finally opened up, went inside, they saw that the tomb was hurriedly put together.
That's what I was going to say. They had to shove all that stuff in there because it was so unexpected.
Yes. Even the mummification process was not done properly and correctly.
Everything was rushed.
Because the whole... your whole country is upside down. Your army is drowned in the Red Sea. Your pharaoh, more than likely, is also dead. The chariots are gone because, you know, they didn't leave the chariots outside. They didn't come nicely floating to the surface. Yes.
It's just chaos.
Just pluck that back for you. No.
Right?
Bedlam and mayhem.
Yeah.
Workforce is mostly gone at this point.
Right. And so your slaves who you have used to build your empire on are getting ready to leave. So, I mean, this place is upside down.
Yeah. You don't really think about it. You just think about kind of the central characters, but think about like how, like you said, I didn't even think about it until just now. Like the entire workforce is completely gone.
Yeah. Your whole country's upside down.
And it's not just that. I mean, think about the frogs that died are still decaying and they stink.
Yeah, that's true.
Locusts have eaten everything. Mm-hmm. Cattle's. Your livestock is dead and also decaying. I mean, it's some disaster.
Yeah.
Crops have been eaten up, you know, mm-hmm. by local. I mean, this is, think about that.
But it's a perfect explanation for why they would find all those treasures in King Tut's tomb so hurriedly just crammed in.
Yeah. You know? The picture that was taken, because I've seen those treasures mm-hmm. in the museum mm-hmm. in Egypt, in Cairo. And they're nicely, beautifully kept behind glass. And they I cannot describe it. I've taken tons of pictures, mm-hmm. but the pictures don't do justice. But that's not how they found them. They're black and white photos. I mean, you can Google them. Mm-hmm. And they've just been thrown together. The chair is turned over. The chair mm-hmm. is fallen. Because everything the Pharaoh touches in those five final moments are to be put in the grave. Mm. So anything that the little boy touched. And he's not a grown king. He's a little boy.
Yeah.
He's a teenager. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe 12, 13 years of age.
Wow. Yeah.
And they, you know, to this day, scholars, archaeologists, they say he had some strange disease, the way his arms or feet or his limbs have sort of curled. But yeah, because when he died, something happened.
Yeah.
That took his life.
Yeah. Yeah. The death angel doesn't pass over you and you just come out the other side.
Yeah. You're not just like...
It was not just breathing your last, like like the movies portrayed. No, it was a painful death.
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine, because it was one of those things where, and it's funny, like after all these centuries, they're still trying to explain it, but it's one of those things that maybe you just can't, maybe this is how God works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's otherworldly.
Here's what I would say in closing, and I can talk about this forever because I love this subject. There were two kinds of people. Okay. I'm not even counting the people who refuse to put the blood on the doorpost of their hearts. Mm-hmm. But there are also two kinds of people other than that person who did not choose to do God's way. Mm-hmm. And the blood on the doorpost is a foreshadowing of the cross, mm-hmm. the blood shed on the cross. But the two kinds of people I'm talking about are the ones who did put the blood on the doorpost of their hearts.
Right.
One kind went to bed that night and by faith believed that everything would be fine, and they slept very well. Mm. And the other kind is the one that even though they put the blood on the doorposts of their lintels of their home, they did not sleep well. They both made it because they had the blood on the doorpost. Mm-hmm. One slept a good night's sleep, ready to walk the next morning. The other one tossed and turned, scared to death.
Just dreading it.
Dreading it.
Yeah.
What kind of Christian are you? Are you the one who trusts God and knows that God is in control, whether it's your salvation as an eternal security or daily life, you know that God is in control, He's going to work things out? Or are you the type who tosses and turns and constantly worried and concerned and lets everybody else's feelings get to your head and you're concerned and worried and you think that's a great thing to live? No, one slept well, the other one didn't.
That's
the question is, which one were you? Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good charge for us.
Yeah, no kidding. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, if you'd like to learn more about King Tut, look into some resources for your study, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Encourage you to partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and become part of our Clearview Today Show family.
And I'll just put it out there. We have some Egyptian artifacts here at Clearview Church.
We do.
Yes, we do.
That's right. If you're local, if you're in the area, swing by. We'd love to show them to you. John, what's coming up on tomorrow's episode?
Tomorrow is Saturday, my friend, but we will be back on Monday.
On Monday's episode. That's right. We just talked about Friday being free.
That's right.
I forgot which day of the week we're on. We love you guys. We'll see you Monday on Clearview Today.